Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah-Wood.
All right, so all this month, we'll be studying on steps we can take, or the keys. You see, the kingdom of God functions on keys. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, thank you, Lord, Matthew chapter 16, he says, I give you the keys. I give you the keys. Matthew 16:19. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Matthew 16:19. He says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Will be loosed in heaven. And speaking about the doctors of the law in Luke chapter 11, verse 52. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 11, verse 52. He told these people, glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge, and you did not enter in yourself, and those who are entering in you hindered. But the key here is, he said they have taken the key. The kingdom of God functions on keys. I keep going back to it, because when you have keys, you have access. You have access. And we have to realize also that Jesus Christ, we are not common folks. If you are a Christian, Jesus Christ lives in you. And you have an inheritance in the kingdom of God. Notice what he says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Thank you, Lord. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. He says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. You see, all these things are real in the spiritual realm. But to experience it in our lives on a day-to-day basis, as far as your eyes can see, he told Abraham, I have given to you. You have to see it, and you have to realize that it belongs to you, so that you can walk in the fullness of it. If you are a believer, if you are a Christian, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And when by virtue of the fact that Jesus Christ lives in you, oh, you are ordained to reflect the excellency and the glory of God. But what does it take? What are the keys that he has delivered to us so that we can access our inheritance? That will be our focus all this month. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Thank you, Lord. Be sensitive this morning. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. He says that now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. The heir, as long as he remains a child, cannot partake of that which God has for him. Oh, someone may be an heir to an estate, but if he remains a child, oh, he's treated as a slave, though he's master of all. From a spiritual standpoint as well, God has given so many things to us, but so long as we remain as children, we will not be able to partake of what he has for us. The enemy will continue to dominate us, and the things that he has packaged for us in redemption, we will not be able to enjoy it. So the goal of these lessons is to help us to grow up so we can enjoy what he has purchased for us. God wants us to grow up. He wants us to grow up. Verse 3 says, even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world, but when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. You see, so long as, again, you remain as a child, you will not partake of your inheritance. God wants us to grow up. God wants us to grow up. Notice what he says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. He says, therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. And verse 11 says, and he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man. Don't let that word perfect throw you there. That word means a mature person. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Then notice, we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But notice, but speaking the truth in love, notice the phrase, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. May grow up. You see, for us to God, that is God's plan for giving all this ministry gift, that we may come to mature manhood or maturity in the faith and to the stature of Christ, and that we may grow up so that we can, not only do the work of the ministry, but we can receive all that he has for us. That is God's perfect plan. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what he says about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. He says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Government there stands for authority. Government stands there for rule. A child is born, a son is given, but the government rests on the shoulder of the son. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But the key here is, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall rest on his shoulder. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so notice what he says about Jesus in Luke chapter 1, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 1, verse 18. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, so the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. Jesus, when he came on the earth, the Bible says that he grew, that we may grow up. Jesus grew and became strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. He didn't remain as a child. And then he repeated again in Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. He says, and the child grew, and the child grew, and became strong in spirit. He repeats that same phrase again. Strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The child grew and was strong. If Jesus needed to grow when he was on the earth and became strong in spirit, and all of us are trying to be like him, we should grow as well. Do you agree with that? Yes, we should grow as well. He wants us to grow. And there's a similarity between spiritual growth. There are so many times you say, I want to grow, I want to grow, I want to grow. What does that look like? What does that look like? There's a similarity between growing up spiritually and growing up in the physical as well. No one is born, you see, when he talks about being born again, no one is born a fully developed Christian. We are all born as babies, and then we have to grow up. Notice what he says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I'm sure all of us will say, I'm already matured. I'm already grown. I can look at you. You're in that category. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But let's all check, do a spiritual check here this morning. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, as newborn babies desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow. How are you going to grow? From that babyhood stage. So notice that he talks about as newborn babes. He's not talking about being babies from a natural standpoint. He told the Ephesians that you may grow up And the Ephesian church, if you read in Acts chapter 19, verse 7, when they got filled with the Holy Spirit, there were at least 12 men there, and there might have been more. Why would he write to them and say, grow up, that we may grow up as newborn babes? What should we do? Desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So he talks about the milk of God's word. In other places, he talks about meat. In other places, he talks about strong meat. You can't feed a baby with strong meat. It might choke. So start on milk. But he's saying that as newborn babies, the key here is that we all start out as babies. Desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. There is a characteristics about a baby, and there is some innocence about the baby. The baby has no past. The baby has no past. Every time we look at a baby, we go like, there's that about a baby that we all experience. Like, oh, what an innocent thing. There is an innocence about the baby. And the baby has no past. So when you come into the kingdom of God, that is that innocence. You don't have to lose it. You have to grow out of the babyhood stage, but don't lose that innocence. Notice what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Thank you, Lord. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you come into the kingdom of God, there is a new creation on the scene. That new creation is as new as when Adam was created in the beginning. It is a new creation. That new creation doesn't have a past from God's standpoint. It is a new person on the scene. And so when the enemy comes to remind you of your past, tell him and remind him of his future. I like that. Oh, his future doesn't look good. His future, the Bible says, hell was created for the devil and his angel. Oh, his future is hell. Oh, but your future is bright. You don't have a past anymore. You are a new person. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Preach myself happy already. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we must be with. A newborn baby is, they go after the milk. They go after the milk. They are eager. They want food. That eagerness, that innocence, we must still maintain it. Be willing to learn. Be ready. Oh, to receive from God all that he has for us. We don't get to the point where we think we know it all. Thank you, Lord. And one thing about a baby also is, babies are ignorant. You see, that a baby still has to grow out of that stage. God wants us to grow out of the babyhood stage into the next level that he has for us. What would you think of a 14-year-old child that is still in diapers? That's not right. That won't be right. So. But the thing is, there's some ignorance about kids. And everything that they see, they want to put it in their mouth. And just swallow it. And some kids babies in doing that have even died. You see, we have to be cautious. I remember when our Joe was very young, he had a toy laptop, and one day he was playing with the laptop, and he took out one of the keys, the plastic keys, and put it in his mouth. And very soon, he began to cough and cough and cough, and blood was coming out. And so Pastor Paula called me, and she said, he's coughing blood, he's coughing blood. And I was ready. The thing is that your faith has to be ready before the day of adversity comes. I said, in the name of Jesus, come out. And instantly, to the glory of God, he coughed it out. Glory to God. And he was free. But it saved me a four-hour trip to the emergency room or whatever else could have happened. that, that is that that is children, that is a babies, they swallow up everything that they see. There's some ignorance. So sometimes the enemy wants to keep us in ignorance so we can just feed on his lies and we can just feed on whatever comes so that he can take advantage of us. Oh, but the Apostle Paul said, we are not ignorant of his devices. We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. And so we have to be careful. He says, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow. Be careful about what we feed on from a spiritual standpoint. The words that you feed on continually, sooner or later, it will show up in your life. So to grow up, he's saying that, feed on God's word. He wants us to grow out of that babyhood state of Christianity. And it's a great day when we grow up from a spiritual standpoint. When a baby is weaned, when a baby grows normally, at some point it will not want to get off of the milk. It will want to be weaned. And when we have developed ourselves, when we have grown in the faith, it will be a great day when we get out of the babyhood stage to the next level that God has for our lives. Notice what the psalmist said in Psalm 131, verse 2. Psalm 131, verse 2. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. I have calmed my soul and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. And notice what he says about Isaac in Genesis chapter 21, verse 8. Genesis chapter 21, verse 8. He says, so the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned. Abraham made a great feast when the child was weaned. Oh, I believe Abraham was the father of Isaac, but I believe that when God sees our spiritual development and our spiritual growth, the day that we get weaned, oh, there is rejoicing. My child is growing and developing. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He wants us to grow. The babies are easily frustrated. Sometimes they are easily distracted. Sometimes they are easily hurt. He wants us to grow to where we are not easily distracted. We are not easily frustrated. We are not easily hurt. Oh, but we continue to fellowship with our Father and in our walk with him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So from the babyhood stage, you get to the childhood stage. So notice what he says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Let's go back there again. You may have missed it, but let's go back there again. Thank you, Lord. He says that we should no longer be children. We should no longer be children. We should no longer be children. He wants us to grow up. We should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Notice that it's tossed to and fro. And every wind of doctrine. Notice it doesn't say false doctrine necessarily. Every wind of doctrine. Every wind that blows. So he wants us to no longer be children. What are the characteristics of children as well? Children are very unsteady. Children are very unsteady. When you tell them, sometimes I put them here, take care of this task. You go and come back, and they have easily drifted off. Not steady. He wants us to be steady in our walk, to be reliable in our walk with him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then curiosity. Children are also very curious. You can imagine the kind of questions that my kids ask me. One day I was talking with them, praying with them before they sleep. I read a scripture to them, and they said, the verse in Galatians 3:13 and 14 that says that cursed is everyone that hung on the tree. Does that mean that when we go in front of the house and we hang on the tree, we are cursed? that's an interesting question, right? No, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, when Jesus hung on the cross, he took our place and bore the curse for us. Thank you, Lord. But children are curious. They want to learn. They want to know. And some of the curiosity sometimes ends them up in trouble. But he's saying that we may grow up. That we may grow up. And then the third level, there are so many points I can make there, but the third level of maturity, of the Christian growth is maturity. And what are the characteristics of the mature man? Let's turn to number one. The mature person esteems earthly things lightly. They esteem earthly things lightly. Notice what he says about Moses in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, by faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Notice the phrase, by faith, Moses, when he became of age, he had lived in the house of Pharaoh. He had everything available to him. But when it came the time to make a choice, he esteemed earthly things lightly compared to suffering. He said, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. You see, God wants to bless us. God wants us to do well. God wants us to take good care of us. But he wants us as mature people when we come of age to be able to put our priorities right. Choose the Lord. Choose the Lord. He considered him who is invisible. You consider God. You consider what he's done for you. You consider his plan for your life. You consider what he has in store for you. And you look unto him, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You look to the race that he has set before you. You run with patience the race that is set before you. Choose it. Consider our God. Consider your Father and make the right decision to make him first place in your life, to put him, make him your priority for living. That is a sign of maturity. When he came of age. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, like I said, God wants to bless us. There's no issue there at all. Notice what he says in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Thank you, Lord. He says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. He wants you to be in health. He wants you to prosper and be in health just as your soul prospers. But it has to do with your soul prospering as well, with you being developed in that area of your life. Notice what the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. He says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Psalm 1. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. What does he delight in? The law of the Lord. Desire the word of God. I'm jumping ahead now. That is how you grow. And in his law, he meditates day and night. What will happen? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Oh, there may be dry seasons around, but the one who delights delights in the Lord, the one who delights in the Lord and makes him his priority for living, he will not know any dry season. In the mighty name of Jesus, in this season, as you delight in the Lord, in this season, as you delight in the word of God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, any dry place in your life, oh, may God turn it around for his glory. Any area of your life that is not whole, as you make endeavor, oh, to mature, as you endeavor to grow, as you endeavor to feed on his word, in the mighty name of Jesus, may God himself turn it around. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, that is what delight in the law of God. Delight in the law of the Lord. To grow up to maturity, we must esteem spiritual things. Oh, over earthly things. You cannot, I mean, our writer puts it this way. We cannot feed our body with three hot meals a day and one cold snack a week. That's not the way to develop. The way to develop is to feed on God's word. Feed on God's word. What is another characteristic of the mature person? The mature person, he's dead to praise. He's dead to criticism. Notice what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. It's very important. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. No matter what people think about you for serving the Lord, it doesn't make any difference to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. He says, but with me, notice, he says, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the law. It is a very small thing for me to be judged by you. He esteemed it lightly. Oh, when people persecute you, oh, for serving the Lord, esteem it. It's a very small thing. When people praise you for being a good example, it doesn't mean anything to you. Oh, the one who judges you is the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Like someone was testifying the other day, this person keeps inviting people to church, and we ask them, what are you doing different? What is your secret? He said, when I go to work, I have a smile on my face. And no matter what goes on at the workplace, I still have a good attitude about me. We go through certain difficult situations, and I still have a smile on my face. And when I have this smile, this joy on my face, then people will ask me, what is wrong with you? I mean, you are always, I mean, when things are difficult here, you are joyful. He said, that gives me an opportunity. Thank you, Lord. I begin to tell them where the joy is coming from. I begin to testify of the God in my life who is giving me this joy. And very soon, they are on their way following me to church. I say, now I see it. You are being a light. You are being a witness in the community. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But either way, it doesn't make, babies are self-conscious, but mature people are not self-conscious. They are only conscious of what God has done for our lives. We are only conscious of what he means in our life today and how our lives can make a difference. Glory be to the name of our Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, and then number three is the ability to recognize God at work. The ability to recognize God at work. The classic example is Joseph. Joseph went through so many scenarios, so many situations that he had an opportunity. He had an opportunity to be bitter. He had an opportunity to be unforgiven. He had a dream, and his problem was having a dream that his brothers will bow before him. And then he goes into Potiphar's house. He gets thrown into prison for something that he has not done. He interprets a dream for these people. They get promoted. They are out of the prison. He told those people, please don't forget me when you go into the king's palace. They went, and for 2 years, they didn't even give him a call. My Lord and my God. If they had phones, that is what would have happened. They didn't have phones, but nothing. These people completely, totally forgot about Joseph. And then Later on, there was a famine. Jacob says, all these things are against me. Oh, but Joseph, later on, when his brothers came and bowed down before him and the prophecy was fulfilled, that is an opportunity for a spiritual baby, for an immature person to say, you see, I told you. I told you that one day you will bow before me. Now see what has happened. Look at all of you lining up here bowing down before me. Didn't I tell you? Oh, but I love the magnanimity of his soul. He recognized that God was the one at work and said, God was the one that sent me ahead to preserve life. The mature person recognizes when God is at work. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So all these goodies, we must be committed to our spiritual growth. It's so important. We must be committed from growing out of the babyhood stage to the childhood stage to full maturity in the Lord. We must be committed to doing that. So how do we do that? What is our part? Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 5, our part is we must be committed to God's word. But notice what he says in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. Thank you, Lord. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe. But solid food belongs, notice, to those who are of full age or who are mature. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern between both good and evil. So he's saying that go from the milk to solid food. At some point, you see, at some point, he told the Corinthians that they were walking as mere people. They were not matured enough for him to feed them with solid food. The word of God is the source of our growth. Everyone who uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. He doesn't know his standing before the Father. He doesn't know that he's been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He wants us to know that we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We can stand before the throne room of grace unashamed, unafraid of the enemy or what he can unafraid of God. And we can also stand in the presence of the works of the enemy unafraid, knowing that God has redeemed us and brought us into the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1, he says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. He's saying the same thing. It's in different words. For until now you were not able to receive it, but even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy and strife and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? You get to the point where you realize that you are not just a mere person, but you are a human being filled with God himself, filled with his glory, filled with his power, filled with his ability, filled with his strength. You are filled with Almighty God himself. You are not working as a mere person. You are not just a mere human being. Oh, you don't go around. It's like, oh, I'm just a man. I'm just an ordinary person. No, you are not just an ordinary person. You are a child of the Most High God. God indwells you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. The word of God, number one, is primarily how we grow up. Notice what he says in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And remember where we started. If you remain as a child, you remain under, even though you are a master of all, you get the treatment of a slave. I pray that that's not your portion. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see you growing by leaps and bounds. Some of you, the food that you are getting, it's good for you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, so now, brethren, this is to the same Ephesians again. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. What does he commend them to? number one, to God and to the word of his grace, what will happen? Which is able to build you up. Which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I am commending you to God and to his word. I commend you to God and to his word. What would the word of God do? It will build you up and help you to receive your inheritance. You will no longer remain as a child, but you will receive your inheritance. Get in the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, beginning from this morning, in this season, I pray that that which God has for your life, oh, as you hear his word this morning, as you study his word, may you begin to receive all that he has for your life. If you believe that, say a loud amen this morning. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. And then you build up yourself. You grow as well when you fellowship with the Father by praying and having a communication line with him. Jude chapter 1, verse 20. Jude is only one chapter. Thank you, Lord. Jude 1, 20. That is why we want everyone to be filled with the Holy Spirit and receive their prayer language. The prayer language that God has for them. Notice he says, but you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. The Holy Spirit is the one that wrote the Bible through man. And when you begin to pray, oh, he begins to reveal to you the word that you need for that season that will take you from where you are to where you need to be. It's a daily walk. It's a daily walk. Just this week I was studying the Bible, and yesterday I sent the scripture to you. I said, God ministered this to me. It came so strongly to me. At that point, it just goes from being paper and ink to being rhema, to being alive to you at that time. Building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are praying and you are feeding on the word of God, and then you keep growing and growing and growing and growing in the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, the man is made, man and miracles. God, when God created Adam and Eve, they didn't even know they were naked till they sinned. They were living with God and walking with him. And that is God's plan for all ages. But they respond to the word of God. For us to walk in and see miracles and see the hand of God at work in our life, we must feed on God's word and then act on the word of God. Notice what he says. Because the signs and the wonders accompany the word of God. He says in Mark chapter 16, verse 20, thank you, Lord. They are as a result of a manifestation of the word of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying sign. What is he confirming? The word, which is able to build you up. He told Moses, take this rod with which you will do signs. Exodus chapter 4, verse 17. Take this rod, and you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do the signs. And what is the rod? It tells us in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Notice what he says. Thank you, Lord. Talking about Jesus. The rod is Jesus himself. He said, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. Take that rod, take the word of God, with which you will do signs, with which you will walk in the power of God. Take this rod, take this word, take his name, take Jesus. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was God himself. You cannot separate God from his word, and when that word is applied to your life, is applied to the circumstances of your life, oh, miracles are the result. In this season, as you make a commitment to feed on the word of God, as you make a commitment to your spiritual growth and development based on God's word, in the mighty name of Jesus, I see you walking in signs and wonders. If the bless you, say aloud, amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Get excited about God's word. That's when it works. You shall take this rod with which you shall do signs. Take this rod with which you shall do signs. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name. You see, it's not a function of age. Our depth in the word of God is what defines our level of command. When David went to the battlefield, they tell us he's about the age of 17. Those people knew about warfare from a natural standpoint, but he knew his God. And Daniel 11:32 says, oh, they that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploit. When you know God and you know his word, you shall do exploit. You will take this rod with which you will do signs. When he got there, he's like, what is this person? It's uncircumcised person. This person that doesn't have a covenant with God. Saul was in hiding. All his brothers were in hiding. Oh, they said, why have you come here? Why have you left the few sheep? Why have you left this your responsibility? And come in here, you blabbing mouth. That is my version of it. Oh, but David knew his God. And that's what makes the difference. He said, this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like the bear and the lion that God delivered to me. There is no way this giant is supposed to stand there and defy the armies of the living God. When you know God, when you know his word, when you are faced with circumstances, you stand on your ground, you stand on the word of God and say, this thing will not defeat me. This thing will not send me under. Oh, because I know my God, he will fight for me. He will fight my battles for me. He will take it over. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I will come out victorious. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Be conscious of that. Be conscious of that. Be conscious of the fact that God dwells in you. Be conscious of the fact that he lives in you. And he wants to give you victory. You are not just a human being. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. He said, you are not just a mere man. No, 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 no. Be conscious of the fact that he that is born of God, he that is born from above, is born of God. He says that, John 3 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. You are born from God. You are born by the word of God. Oh, the incorruptible word of God. And as you feed on that word in the mighty name of Jesus, you will begin to do exploits. If thus you say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And then we make a commitment that we will serve the Lord. We make a commitment that we will obey what he tells us. You see, for us to experience the wonders of God in our life, for us to more experience the miracles in our life, we make that commitment that we will serve the Lord. And when we make that commitment, God will go to every length to deliver us. No matter what we are faced with, if we have made a commitment to serve the Lord, oh, he will make, he will give every power that is at his disposal, all the resources of heaven that he has to use to deliver us, he will use it. Notice my good friends, Daniel and his three friends, Daniel chapter 3, verse 26, what God's report about them was, thank you, Lord, Daniel chapter 3, verse 26, glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name. He said, then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Notice he says, servants of the Most High God. Servants of the Most High God. Come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Oh, they went through the fire. The king said, bow down to my idol. They said they wouldn't bow down. They were put in the fire, but in the midst of the fire, God showed up, and not even the smell of fire was upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you make a commitment to serve the Lord, though you go through the fire, oh, I can assure you by the word of God this morning that God will deliver you. God will deliver you. You will come out without even the smell of that on you. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. But he says, servants of the Most High God. Servants of the Most High God. Servants of the Most High God. Servant of the Most High God. Oh, you are not just a servant anymore. You are a child of God, and you are a child of God. And as you make a commitment to serve the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus, I see him coming to your aid. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says in Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. Thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. He says, glory be to the name of the Lord. He said, then you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go, that what? That he may serve me. If you don't release them, I will kill your firstborn. God will go the very limit when it comes to serving, when it comes to his children. He will go the very limit for them. He will use all his resources to deliver them so they can do what? So they can serve him. When we make that choice to serve the Lord, when we get to that mature place where serving the Lord becomes a delight, life takes on a different meaning. Oh, everything else. You see, God cares about you. He cares about you. He doesn't care about you more than he does the birds. He doesn't care about you more than he does the lilies of the field. He cares about you watchfully. He wants to do you good. But he also wants us to grow into maturity and to put our priorities right. Notice what he says. I love this scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. Thank you, Lord. He says, look at the birds of the air. This should always comfort you. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? You are of more value than the birds of the air. Which of you by worrying can add in one cubit to his stature? It won't change anything. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be taken away from you. I was checking to see if you are here or not. All these things will be added to you. All these things will be added to you. We make a commitment. God doesn't care for the birds of the air more than me. Oh, he doesn't care for the lilies of the fields more than me. Solomon, the richest king that lived, wasn't in all his glory, wasn't arrayed like even the lilies. How much more me? God will take care of me. I like that song. God will take care of me. But we have to set our love on him. And then finally, let's prepare our hearts for communion. John chapter 14, verse 21. John chapter 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love me him and will manifest myself to him. That is my prayer for you in this season, that as you set your love on the Lord, and there's no, I mean, that we'll get to that point, there's no development spiritually without walking in love and without faith. But as you love the Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, may he manifest himself to you in any area of your life where you need God to show up. May he reveal and manifest himself to you. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Amen. In this month, this will be, I pray that this will be the best month of your life. This season will be the best season of your life. This season will be the season where God will reveal himself to you. You will get to love him more and more, and he will reveal himself to you more than he has ever. You will draw nigh to the Lord. You will draw close to the Lord. In your health, he will show himself. In your finances, he will show himself. Oh, in your family, he will show himself. In every area of your life, he will show himself. Your story will turn around for good. You are entering the place where God has for your life. You are entering the fullness of his plan for your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, may he manifest himself to you. But he says, love him. This is a new season for you. This is a new season for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everything that it does, we come to the communion table this morning. Everything that has been purchased for you in redemption. Oh, make a commitment that you are going to develop from a spiritual standpoint. You are going to grow into mature manhood. Like he says in Ephesians, you are going to mature. And that also, oh, anything in your life that doesn't align with the plan of redemption, you are walking out in Jesus' name. You are walking in your freedom this morning. Your life will no longer be the same. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's talk to him. Let's pray. Let's talk to him this morning. Talk to the Lord about what you have heard. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Strong meat belongs to those who, by reason of years, have exercised their senses to discern good and evil. Thank you, Lord. No matter what you are faced with, God is your helper. God is the one that will help you. Oppression, people are delivered from the oppression of the enemy. that confidence and receive from the Lord. Notice what he says, verse 28, but let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For he says, for this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. So if you do the right, then the opposite will be true. They will be strong, they will not experience sickness, and they will not experience joy. As you come to this table, come with that consciousness. No more weakness in my life. There is no weakness in Jesus, and so I refuse to be weak. There is no sickness in the Lord, and I'm a member of that body. I refuse to be sick. I receive my healing this way, and I will live my life out and fulfill his plan for my life. So he said, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this. In the same manner, he also took the cup of the supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's partake of his blood this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, now let's pray. Let's come in the name of the Lord. Begin to appropriate the benefits of this in your life. Begin to appropriate the benefits of this in your life. Begin to appropriate, receive his wholeness right now this morning. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Any area of your life where you need God to step in, Lord, lift up your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, his presence is here. Oh, his presence is here. Lift up your hands. Wholeness this morning in the mighty name of Jesus.
Trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.